What is good? What's popping? It's your boy Jeff Devante coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. Welcome. For those of y'all, if it's your first time here, welcome. If it's not your first time here, you keep coming back. Appreciate you. Thank you. Welcome back. As y'all saw today, today we are going to be talking about treat yourself. And I mean today, not September 16th. I know when I posted the flyer, the date said September 16th. That's my bad. I meant to say October 16th. I just kind of messed up with the date. So hopefully y'all are listening now. And I'll make sure I get the date next time. But today we are talking about treat yourself. I feel like for myself, as talking about myself, I don't treat myself as much as I should. You know what I'm saying? And treat yourself could be anything. You feel me? But I know for myself, I just don't do it as often as I should. And I think if we don't treat ourselves and we don't, you know what I'm saying, kind of congratulate ourselves and let ourselves know we're doing a good job by treating ourselves, we're in a way, you know, at least I can't say we. I personally feel as if we don't, then I just feel as if we're almost neglecting ourselves. Because just as much as we want to, you know what I'm saying, do right by somebody else, or you know, if we want to give to somebody else and kind of like help them by rewarding them with something, we have to do the same for ourselves. And that could be in many different forms. I know on Tuesday it was like National Treat Yourself Day, and for those of y'all that watch Park and Rec, shout out to y'all. I really enjoy that show, and they have these characters in the show. This is gonna bug me so much, but it's Donna and bruh, I cannot remember Aziz Ansari's character's name, but they do what's called Treat Yourself Day. And so pretty much whatever they want that day, they go ham and just treat themselves. And so it's like, if you want ice cream, treat yourself. If you want a new outfit, treat yourself. If you want a new car, treat yourself. You want some new speakers, treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, treat yourself to whatever you want. And I think that that should be something that we do, like I said, for ourselves. I know for me, I'm probably going to try to do it maybe like once a month from now on. Once a month, there's going to be a day where I'm just like, you know what? This day, I'm going to just treat myself to whatever it is. Of course, we want to make sure we do it in a smart way, or at least I would hope that people would do it in a smart way. So if you can't afford to go out and buy some speakers for yourself, you know, yes, treat yourself, but do it responsibly. You know what I'm saying? Don't go broke trying to make yourself happy and treat yourself to things that you want, and then, you know what I'm saying, now you might not be able to do other things financially. But I think it is a very important part of mental health, really. Like, so for example, myself, I know I work a lot. I work a full-time job. I'm a manager, so I work 40 hours a week. I'm not gonna front, that stuff, it is ass. And it's not to say that I don't. Let me stop before I lie. I was gonna say, it's not to say I don't like what I do, but I'm actually starting not to like what I do. But it's really just the fact that the job is so demanding and I have so little time to do anything for myself. So in a form of treating myself, coincidentally on the day of National Treat Yourself Day that they kind of deemed, I treated myself. This is going to sound so weird. I treated myself to a demotion and a transfer. And for those of y'all that know me, I've been working this retail job for 3 years now. Not gonna say which company. If you know, you know. If you don't, oh well. But I've been working for this company for 3 years now. It's retail. And it's gotten to the point where I'm just so, like, over it. I'm just done with like the hours that I have to work. I'm done with the way that customers treat us. And it's crazy because a lot of my coworkers, they are able to help customers who are rude and then just let it go when the customer leaves. But for some reason, it just be sticking with me. And I'm just like, how could y'all really act like this? Or you know, how could you say this to somebody who's really trying to help you or whatever the case? So after years of, well, not really years, but after like just recently, this entire year has just been kind of a little bit stressful as far as work goes. I got to the point where I was like, no, I was not happy. My mental health is not where it needs to be, and I'm not able to focus on the things that I want to focus on. So I went to my job and I requested a demotion to an associate again, because that's going to offer me more time to do the things that I want to do again. I have a degree hanging over my head that I have a year left to finish, so I'm going to finish that. I have music that I've always wanted to work on and never really have time for, so that's something that I'm gonna now have more time for. And I have myself that I really just want to work on and just be around. You know what I'm saying? I don't get to necessarily spend time with myself the way I would like to. So that was my biggest form of treating myself this year, because one thing that I ended up realizing is money does not equate happiness. For some people, it might. I'm the type of person, I am not necessarily materialistic. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't like nice things, but as far as like, I need to have all this money and money. I want, you know what I'm saying? I need the money. Let's get a bag. Yes, let's get the bag, but to pay my bills. Let's get the bag, but to make sure I'm financially secure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't necessarily care about having X amount of money, you know what I'm saying, just to say like I have X amount of money. For me, money is more of a necessity. I save money because I have to, just in case emergencies happen and I need money so I can pay my bills. But aside from that, I'm not really a big spender or anything. So for me, taking the demotion and taking the cut in hours, it's not like a huge thing for me. So because I'm like, jobs will come and go. I can find money elsewhere, you know, if I have to pick up a second part-time job or if I have to whatever. At the end of the day, what I needed back was my time. My time, so I can use that time for other things for myself. So that was my biggest form of treat myself. But other ways that I like to treat myself, I really like to listen to music. I love working on music. So what I'll do is albums that like drop from artists that I really like, I always save the albums. But if you go back to recent podcasts many weeks ago, there's an episode where I talk about like kind of like my rules for listening to albums, where no skips, no rewinds, no pauses unless you have to go to the bathroom. And I have to listen to it from top to bottom. So what I'll do is I'll get albums and I'll add them to my library just to kind of like save them. But on a day where I'm like, whew, I need to treat myself. I need something, like, you know what I'm saying, treat myself to something that's going to make me happy. I go back to those albums that I've saved and haven't listened to yet, and I'm like, bet, now it's time to listen to this album all the way through. And I'll listen to it, and of course, it's just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? I got some lights in my room I turn on, and I just be letting it play through the speaker, and I just be vibing. So, like, that's another form of treat myself that I like to do. I also like to... Now, this is going to sound very contradictive because I'm not a materialistic person, but sometimes I also like to treat myself to little Amazon gadgets and gadgets. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. Amazon has become my best friend, especially during quarantine. It's just so easy to go on there, and I be buying stuff I really... Sometimes I be buying stuff I don't need, but it's never like huge things. It's like, just recently I bought this wireless charger for my Apple Watch and my iPhone. I don't need that. I got chargers for my Apple Watch and my iPhone already. But I saw it and I was like, this is convenient. And it, I just went ahead and copped. It was like $40, which might be a little high for a charger, but yeah, I was just like, let me go ahead and cop because this is going to make me happy for the moment. So no, little stuff like that, I'll go ahead and cop or I'll buy, just as like a treat myself for that moment. But I also like to cook. I love to cook. So another type of treat myself is like, if I really want some food but I don't want to go pay for it, or I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, having to, you know, spend the extra money for somebody else to make it, I'll make stuff that I normally wouldn't make all the time. So I love like Korean food, but I can't go to K-barbecue all the time. Bulgogi is one of my favorite, bro. A nice bowl of white rice with some bulgogi on top. Ooh. Fire. I love it. But instead of being like, I'm about to go to K-barbecue to get this, I'm like, man, I want some bulgogi. So treat yourself. I will go buy some bulgogi, come home, cook it up, and eat it all in one sitting and be content and happy. But those are just like the few forms of treating myself that I like to do. If treating yourself is going on a big shopping spree, treat yourself. If treating yourself is getting a spa day done, mani-pedi, you know what I'm saying, facial, all that stuff, treat yourself. If it's buying a new MacBook for whatever reason, treat yourself. If it's going on a trip that you've always wanted to go on and haven't gone on yet, treat yourself. Even if it's something as simple as taking a day off from work because you've been working so much and you just feel like you need a day to relax, treat yourself. For real, do that. Because if you don't do it, not to say nobody else is going to do it, but realistically, if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. We have to make sure that we give ourselves time for our mental reset, for our mental to relax, for our bodies to relax, because if we're not at 100%, we can't give 100% in the things that we do. So don't forget, treat yourself every once in a while. And you know, I don't normally assign things. I don't normally be like, hey, I want y'all to, you know, go do da 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 da. But let's start today. Today, this episode, by next episode, I would like for everybody who is listening to this episode to treat themselves to one thing. Whatever it is. Like I said, that's up for you. That's up to you to decide. But whatever you feel like you want to treat yourself to, by the time we come to the next episode on next Friday at 12 noon, I want you to have treated yourself to something that is going to make you happy. Do that for yourself. Don't do it for me. And also don't do it. I mean, yeah, don't do it also just because, like, well, Jeff said, you know what I'm saying? Like, do it because you want to do it and do it because you need to do it. You feel me? Do this for yourself. But I hope that that's something that y'all do because you deserve it. You do. Yes, you. I'm talking to you for real. Yes, you. Mm-hmm. You deserve it. So go ahead. Do that. Treat yourself. That being said, a few quick announcements I'm just going to go ahead and make. My boy Andre 1K, every Saturday at 2 p.m., he does what is called Smoke Some. It's conversations that he likes to have about political views, things of that nature. This week, he is going to be talking about chattel slavery. Oh, y'all see, y'all thought I was lying. This man is talking about chattel slavery. And he's going to give more reason and the insight of the specific form of slavery and everything like that. So if you are interested in listening to my boy, go ahead and listen to him. You can follow him on Instagram at Andre_1K. That's Andre_1K. Every Saturday, 2 p.m. Go ahead, go peep, tap in with him. Also, every Monday, Mama Maj Mondays. If you want another podcast to listen to in the meantime, while you waiting for that new, you know, Shane, new episode of Melon Theory every Friday, every Monday, Melon and Theory, I'm sorry, every Monday, Mama Majism, she drops a new podcast episode. So if you would like to follow her on Instagram and listen to the wonderful podcast and the things that she has to say, you can follow her on Instagram at M-A-M-M-A-J-I-S-M. That's M A MMAJISM. So those are the announcements that I had to make. Follow those people, wonderful people that I have in my life. Thank you. Also, before I forget, my boy Kyler is still selling books. He has some knowledge that he is still trying to give to people. And if you want that, please go get it. My boy Kyler, you can follow him on Instagram at the fourth Kyler. That's THEFOURTHKYLER. That's THEFOURTHKYLER. He's got 4 different books, but he's got one that's most recent. But if you'd like to buy any of his books, that's 5 South, Peace of Mind, Beneath the Surface, or Obsidian, please go cop. They are only $20, with the exception of, I think, which one is it? I can't remember which one. One of them is only $15, but the rest of them are $20. But that's cheaper than what you can get most books for. And Obsidian is pretty thick. I bought the book earlier this year, and I'm only about 3/4 of the way through. You feel me? So the book is, you get a lot of poetry in it. It's a great read. So go check those wonderful people out. Go follow them on Instagram. Support my friends. You feel me? That being said, appreciate you for joining us on Melanin Theory for this episode. Tune in next week, where the episode is going to be about who knows what just yet. Stay awesome. Stay positive. Stay black. And most importantly, if you're not black, stay you. Be dope. Don't forget to treat yourself. Love y'all. Peace.